Begin the current daf and Masechtas Erev and Daf Gimel. Begin on the base. Begin the Tosfos Masechta. Begins with the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Heinu Tanya the Kama, which Tosfos rejects Rashi interpretation of the Gemara's question. Rabbi Akiva Heinu Tanya the Kama, and he brings the interpretation of Rabbi Nachman that he quoted in the previous Tosfos. That is, the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva said, no, you don't need to have all these other things, Shemeira, Bezdira, Bor, you have to carry inside of it. As long as it's not more than Shemar Mishraim, so then you could carry in that Karvim, even though it's like Hook of Ladir. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, is the time to come? So, Pirsha Kuntras Rashi explains, how did the time to come? The Amulai, Rabbi Yehuda, from the Mishnah of Yitzchas, where the Rabbi Yehuda had said that Pasi Baruch are limited to Beis Hasayim. On that Amulai, the sages, the time to come, said to him, no, that's only by the laws of Karfaf. Oh, so you see, already the Rabbanan said the Karfaf is limited to Beis Hasayim. So that seems to be like Rabbi Akiva. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara's question. So that's Tez of Akash, but that's difficult. Because David Muslim, maybe you could have said, Arach Vakotnik Benayu. What do you mean? It's not necessarily the same opinion. You could say the difference between them is when it's rectangular. That would be the difference. Why? How could you know that's a difference? Could Rabbi Akiva come and behead the Aina Ma'al Aina Amr? Rabbi Akiva explicitly says a squared of 70 Amma squared, whereas a Ba'amr Loi Lokomar. When the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't say that. And so it would sound like that on that point they don't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. The Islael that he was quoted previously, that even when it's rectangular, that's going to be effective. So that what I mean, that's why Rabbi Akiva would have to say it. So how are you saying it's time to Tanakama? They disagree in square or rectangular. But moreover, Dilma Bayu Bar Sheikh Mara, maybe that the Chacham require, yeah, they don't require a Shemera or Bezdira, but maybe they require a pit or a cave or things like that. And because that's actually the case of the Pasi Barais that has a pit inside, and they're saying, oh, a Karfav. Not by Pasi Baruch, but by Karfav, then you're limited to Beis Hasayim. So maybe you require that. So what's the Gemara's question, my Benayu? Me or Shlema? However, what you could say, it's not really so difficult in Rashi, the Mishnah Shapur. You're right, that the Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara anyways gives a good answer. So it's not really difficult on Rashi, it just gives a different answer. But on that says, Mokam Nir Kapesh Rabbein Chanal. Taisa prefers Rabbi Nachman's interpretation. The Hain Tanakamo, what's the Gemara's question that it's a Tanakamo, Rabbi Akiva? Hain Rabbi Yehuda Mabava, it's a Tanakamo here in our Mishnah, where there's a few different opinions, and Rabbi Yehuda Mabava is the same as Rabbi Akiva, Pirsh. Kivan Rabbi Yehuda Mabava, Ari Bisham Mamashar, Mashar Mamashar, since he explicitly mentions that we're talking about 70 Amma squared, somehow it's a Rabbi Akiva's Hula Chandra. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to go ahead and repeat without Shay Babachul as long as it's 70 Amma squared? Rabbi Yehuda Mabava in the Mishnah already mentions it. My answer is the difference between them is a little bit amount. Where the Rabbi Akiva less, Rabbi Akiva does not hold, it has a little bit more. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, however, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that you do have that davamut. And therefore, that's going to be the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva is exactly Shema Mishraim, and the Tanakama is a little bit more. Now, based on this, Tais is bothered with a question. Comes out to Rabbi Yehuda, who's mentioned after Rabbi Baba, before Rabbi Akiva, that he would hold also like Rabbi Baba, because he doesn't mention anything. He's not like Rabbi Akiva, who does have to be mentioned to differentiate. That he would also hold that it's of the Dabba Mu'ud. It's going to be more than Shema Mishraim. It's going to be based aside. But on that, as Tais says, that V'hadik Tani B'samach, but this that it says shortly, the Rabbi Huda Aimer Dabba Mu'ud Yash. The Gemara mentioned that Rabbi Huda says that there is a little bit, which is more, but the sage does not give a measurement to it. So it sounds like from there that what he means to say is that the sages don't allow it, even though technically there's really a bit more. And that's the thesis, no. That just means to say that they weren't precise, but the truth is that they really do hold. The Kula Tanoi Yeshehu Skur Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, because all the Tanoim that I mentioned before Rabbi Akiva, for Rabbi Yehuda, near the Islu Dabamud, that they do hold the Dabamud, and after Rabbi Akiva comes to say that you don't have the Dabamud. So Taisa had a machlik as Rashi Ben Chanan, how he explained the Gemara's question, Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama. According to Rashi, the question is that it's the Amr Lai of the previous Mishnah, and therefore the question is, Rabbi Akiva is saying the same thing. Ben Chanan explains that Rabbi Akiva and Tanakama, the Rabbi Bava, the Gemara's question, why the whole halacha of Rabbi Akiva? What's he actually coming to say different than what Rabbi Mabov already said? To next taste the begins the words of the Gemara, Dabba Mu'ud Yash. There's a little bit that's a difference. Taisha has a difficulty, because the Gemara later on of Nazayan doesn't mention this Dabba Mu'ud, like it says over here. And Taisha has two approaches. Because the Gemara had concluded that Rabbi Mabov, the Tanakama, holds of the Dabba Mu'ud. Taisha bothers, he says, this is the Gemara does not mention Leidon of Nazayan. The Tanakama, Gimel Kvar, when they mention three different villages, There's a difference between the other ones, 141 amas, and the third. Oh, so then we're going to consider them. The Gemara has an interesting case over there. We're going to consider them all as one. But the one thing is that why are you mentioning that computation is only if you're saying that each you have Shemam Vishirayim, but that's not true because it should actually be giving us a little bit more because you have Vesis Hayim, because we're saying that we'll hold the Vamud Yesh. It says Tais either Lechash Latzamtzim. Either you're right, you're going to get a little bit more, but they weren't so specific in being exacting to say the exact amount. Or Inami, or you could say Asker B'Kiva, the lesser, the Vamud. It's not like B'Kiva, it does not hold the Vamud, like our Gemara says over here. Continuing next, Tais against the words of Gemara, Pashtei Dekura B'Maksev. So what's the simple translation of the Pasuk? Which Tais is difficult because here it sounds like that this drasha is only an illusion, whereas the Gemara later on of Nevches sounds like it's a bona fide drasha. Because the Gemara made a drasha of the pasuk of Reichel Chamisha B'Chamisha M'Vachatz of Mishka. Which says, take 50 and wrap it around the other 50, that gives you to these 70 on the square. Tais is bothered because from the fact that the Gemara, as Atitha Maskel says, asks, Pashtikrim Mike Siv, sounds like, okay, but that's not the simple translation of the pasuk, it's just like an illusion. Mashla sounds like the two chamishim and seven chamishim, this halach of taking 50 and surrounding of the other 50 have a snak to them, it's just an illusion. And then we want to say, so what's the real interpretation? Of me, because it sounds like anything more later on, because when that parak, the Gemara asks, Vami Baile, how could you say this? But you need it. You need this chamishim to teach something else. That sounds like that's a simple translation of the pasuk, and Tais does not answer that question. What do you mean, it's just an illusion? No, it sounds like it's a drasha. And that contradicts our Gemara over here. That sounds like it's just an illusion. Tanya says the master begins with the Gemara, but Tanya will learn the Brisa. Rabbeleza Omer, he says, Tanya explains that why you're asking Rabbeleza on Rabbeleza, you could ask Rabbeleza Hainu Rabbi Kiva. Because the Mishnah has said, Rabbeleza says that if the Karfa was one amma more than the width, you can't carry inside of it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? And the Brisa Rabbeleza says that it can't be more than double, but it could be an amma more. So Tanya says, the truth is, the Gemara could have asked if it was like our version, Dim Kenev, that would be the case on Rabbi Kiva. Well, then again, he's similar to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva also said it has to be 70 amma squared, which means it can't be an amma more than the width. And says Taisus that Ella, the Nichol El Mifach, the Rabbi Leza, the Rabbi Leza, right? We could have asked from Rabbi Kiva also, Hain Rabbi Kiva, but we just wanted to ask a contradiction in his own opinion from a Bryce. Continuing next, the Master begins with Gemara Hachi, if that's the case, Hain Rabbi Yasi. Taisus explains that why saying Ihachi sounds like that without this, it wouldn't have been that difficult, but you do have a question. Which, like we said in the previous places, of Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara explained that, no, you're right, Rabbi Leza in the Mishnah is like he says in the Braisa, it can't be more than double of its width. And the Gemara says, wait a second, he's saying the same like Rabbi Yisi. Now, from the words Ihachi, Tais is bothered, it sounds like that only now we have a question. And that's the Tais Avagav Dimikara, Ika, Lamifrach, Namahan, Rabbi Kiva. Although, what I mean, even before this, in new interpretation, we still have a difficulty that, forget about in the Braisa, Hain Rabbi Kiva, Mikamakam says Tais, but Hain Rabbi Yisi, like a Mefrach, but you couldn't have asked the question Hain Rabbi Yisi until the answer that we gave. And that's what Ihachi is. But you're right. Even without this new interpretation, we would have a difficulty, Ihachi Hain Rabbi Kiva, but now Ihachi Hain Rabbi Yisi is only according to what we're saying right now. Ketanik says the Master begins with the Gemara, Ikum Benayi, the difference between them is Ribu or Rabu Rabbanan, the square that the Rabbanan made. Which places has a difficult Russian interpretation. He brings the interpretation of Ben Chanal, which is a whole different interpretation. The Gemara had explained that Rabbi Eliezer, in our Mishnah, this that he says that it can't be more than double, as we reinterpret it. Although it sounds like Rabbi Yasi. Now the difference between them is the square that Rabbanan squared off. So what does this mean? So Pesha Kodrash explains. Rabbi Yezer by Likatchila Urka Pishnai Barach. But Rabbi Yezer initially requires Likatchila to have that it should be rectangular. It should be the length that being double the width. Rabbi Yasi by Likatchila Murbas. Rabbi Yasi, however, he requires initially that it should be squared and not rectangular. Now, Taisa is Bekash, a difficulty. Because the Ainshach Kam Likatchila Luyavid. You can't say over here the terminology, the way Rashi says it, of initially and after the fact. Because as Taisa says, what's the case? Nikva hukav, if it's already walled off, so then like a tchilu kol amashar. According to everyone, initially it's going to be permitted. And me bala hakav, and someone comes to ask a shaila now, how should he go and close the area? You think that you can tell him, oh, how we want it to be done? What do you mean? He's going to do whatever as he wants to. So what does this mean? The square that Rabban square? How should a person enclose his garden or whatever this that? What is this? How would you even interpret it? The way Rashi is saying it. So, rather, it appears like the way Rabbeinu Chananel says, a whole different interpretation. It appears to Rabbu Rabban, he says, this that means the square of the Rabbana. How do you look at the Mishnah too? So it's referring to Machlekes and Perek Mishnah too, and later on the New Testament days. We have the Rabbeinu Ben Tigin's Rabbana. If someone says, this is going to be my Shabbos residence in my place, so Allah is, Yesha Apayim Am Lachol Ruach, he has now 2,000 Amos for his Tchum Shabbos in every direction. Now, but how do you measure that? What's the diagram? So, the it's agulis. Rebbe Chanina Matignus. Rebbe Chanina Matignus says you have a circle, which a circle is going to give you exactly 2,000 numbers, no matter which direction you go at whatever angle you go. The Chalim, they say no, Mirbas, we're giving you a square, which means Ketav Mirbas like a square tablet. Kadesh Niskel is obvious that actually you get more than 2,000. If you go on the diagonal, you'll actually gain more by the corners. You're going to get more than 2,000 numbers. Now, says Taisis, and this is Rabbi Nechanel saying, now you could say this machleg is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yesi. Live Rabbi Eliezer, that he says that it shouldn't be that the length is double of the width. Even on the diagonal, it's telling us the arka yes al pishnayim beruachba afil balachsan, that even if the length is double of the width in a diagonal, no ema talmi cannot carry over there. Whereas, and the reason for that is because that's Reb Chanina who says no, we got to make the tchum like a circle. We can't give you anything more than what you're supposed to get. Here, Reb Elias is concerned that it shouldn't be double of the width, even on a diagonal. Whereas Reb Yis Litfukas, Reb Yis is coming to add on, we would say, coming to Matam, he would say that you could carry, even in such a situation where the diagonal is going to give you more than double, because all the Rabbanans, we're not concerned for the Alachs, and that's what the Gemara means when it says, Ibn Ayyubud, Rabbu Rabbanan, means to say, the Rabbanu disagree with Chanim and Tignas, that they permit to go to the Namas in the square, Reb Yis would hold like them, and Reb Elias would not hold like them. Tanak says, not to begin with the Gemara, Nizra Rubai. If most of it was planted with seeds. So this proves that when there's base asayim, even if most of it is planted with seeds, it does not nullify his deer through that. And Taisis in doubt, however, regarding a deer in Sahara, if there is planted, would we say that also over there, that the seeds would be mevatel the mechitzas or not? Because the Gemara said that if you have a karfaf, which is more than two asayim, which was closed for residential purposes, but then most of it was planted with seeds. Sounds like a garden, then you cannot carry over there because the planting of the seeds nullifies the title of a dwelling from that area. Now, Taisa says, it specifically is if the ground, if the area is more than two sa, of a base asayim, but if it's only base asayim, I feel in Nizra Kula, even if most of it is planted with seeds, loy batli diras, it's not going to nullify his deer. Why? Because who he's stringent. When you plant the whole area, which is what a garden is, he agrees that a car for a garden it helps to have the watchman's booth. Even though regularly a garden, most of it is planted. And therefore, here we're talking about where you had hook of ladira, so then for sure the planting, when it's not more than base of time, it would not make it forbidden. Now, however, but what Rabbi Nechanel does wonder about is the yes in base asayim. If it's more than base asayim, so right, regarding a karf, we just said, as in the Gemara, that the Zriya would nullify the title of a dwelling from it, and you wouldn't be able to carry it. But his doubt is, do we say that this halacha of the planting, which in an area that was hook of Adira, that bitul dirasa, that it nullifies his residence, is af bedir v'sar muktzis, that even by a pen for animals or a backyard, because the Shema, you could say maybe Lefishat Mishrav, since there's a lot of residential utility over there, Einam is Batam Shum Zriyo, it would not be nullified with planting. And says Taisa, Kigam L'Rashi Chavl Chalik Bin Dir V'Sar Mukta V'Chatzal Kav, because as we had said in the previous Taisa, according to Rashi, you also have to make such a differentiation between the pen and the backyard versus that of a karfa. So maybe, that was Rabbi Nechanan's suffix, his doubt, that maybe it would also be different in regards to the halacha. When it's more than Mesa Saim and it's Nizaruba, maybe it would only nullify a Karf and not by Chatzar and Deir and Sar and all those other cases. Kinek says the Master begins with the Gemara, Shimon, according to Shimon, Kimon and Nizaruba, since most of it is planted with seeds, how will they meet? So then the Chatzar part is the minority and Bakla, so it's nullified. Shes explained why it's so obvious to the Gemara that if most of the Karf is planted with seeds, it's like all of it is planted. Because the Gemara said that when you have a Karf that's more than Mesa Saim, it's hooked up a deer and you plant the majority, so then it's like a garden, it's also the carrots. So Ben Mirishua, he qualifies it. We didn't say this halacha only with more than base asayim. But if you plant it only base asayim, this can be mutter, even though most of it of the karfa, of which the Gemara says, wait a second, but why if it's base asayim would be permitted? But since most of it is planted, so then obviously you see batel barayim. So now even the unplanted part actually contributes to the planted part. Now you have more than base asayim. There was shalei hook of ladira, and Bishimon should agree with it. Which Taisa explains, near it seem, the Mikolshkin park legabi right. That the question here regarding the majority was asked from a kolshkin, meaning, as Taisa explains, given the common nizarubai from the fact that we say that when the majority is planted with seed, the hainu b'yas and b'yas and that when it's more than b'yas and mashmud sounds like hami utei sharia, but if, let's say, only the minority of it's planted, the Rebbe permitted even when the area is more than Beis HaSayim, Hayinu Mishum, the Batla Gabi Rubei for Lekula. Because then you'd say the meat that's planted is nullified to majority even as a leniency. That wasn't planted, if it's going to be mutter. Awesome. That's why Kol Shekin Hecha the Rubei Nizah, that's why it says it's coming from Kol Shekin. For sure, in the majority where it was planted, Afela Beis HaSayim, then even if it's Beis HaSayim, the name of it, you say the Batla Gabi Rubei, that then the unplanted part should be Batla to the planted part, because that's going lechumah, that's astringency. We're going to say as if all of it was planted, and therefore it's like more than Beis HaSayim, and therefore it's going to be usur. Therefore, that was the why it was obvious to the Gemara that for sure when the majority was planted, it's going to be usur, even when it's only planted Beis HaSayim, because we know it. If you're going to say it leniently, for sure you're going to say it as a stringency.